You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 2 and 3. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. For we who have believed do enter that rest. As he has said, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Have you heard of people who are ever hearing but never coming to the knowledge of the truth? People who are always hearing the word of God, but it doesn't profit them. They attend conferences. They have books and pen. They are very meticulous in writing down messages. Any online meeting, they go and join. They just love hearing the word of God, but it doesn't profit them. It does not show in their lives. They will hear of people's testimony, how they held on to the word of God and the Lord came through for them, but they don't have such experience in their own lives. Do you know why? The scripture says, for indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them. That means we are hearing the same thing. People can sit down under a preacher, a teacher of the word of God, the same teacher, and listen to that man for 5 years. After 5 years, one of them or some of them may have become preachers, may have become established in the faith, but others, they will still be there, grappling with ABC of the Christian faith. They cannot take a stand. They do not know how God leads them. They do not know how God talks to them. They do not know how to walk in the truth. Everything is just looking like magic to them. Why? The Bible says, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. Everything you are hearing, if it does not mix with faith, it will never profit you. I give you an example. We read 1 Peter chapter 5, where the scripture says, cast your care upon him, for he cares for you. If you mix that word with faith in your heart, do you know you will enter rest? Suddenly, you begin to discuss with the Lord everything and tell the Lord, I say, Lord, this is what I'm going through. This is the situation. And then you will have rest. But many people will just hear it. Okay, cast your care upon the Lord. He cares for you. So they will be clapping for the word of God. But the word of God has no impact in their life. So you must believe what you are hearing. Otherwise, you will go nowhere. Every single word of God, if you sit down at a Bible study meeting and the word of God is being taught, you must believe the word. That is how it can profit you. And when it profits you, look at the sign. Look at what it says. It says, verse 3, for we who have believed do enter rest. The sign that you believe the word of God is that you will enter rest. So if the word of God says, be anxious for nothing, those who believe it will be anxious for nothing. Those who don't believe it, they will continue to be anxious. They will have anxiety in their lives every day. But those who believe it, they say, he said I should be anxious for nothing. If he says that sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are no more under the law but under grace. Those who believe that word, those are the people that says that we must live victorious over sin, that we live a victorious life over sin. People don't believe it. And the people who say, well, let's be careful. You know, nobody can say that there is not a sinner. It's just the grace of God. You will think that is humility. No, that is foolishness. The scripture says sin shall not have dominion over you. Why not believe that and maintain that? That sin shall not have dominion over you. So when you don't believe the word of God, you don't have rest. So you will continue to struggle, to labor all your life. Whereas somebody who is believing the word, they are experiencing rest, they are experiencing joy. You will look at them like, how are they doing it? They believe the word. And you know, to believe the word means to trust God. When you don't believe the word of God, do you know what it means? You don't trust God. You believe more in your situation and your problem than in God. May the Lord give you understanding. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.